On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, it's a love story for this Valentine's Day. Despite growing up in the same hometown of Aiken, South Carolina, Alton and Libby Finley never knew each other and didn't meet until their careers brought them to Cincinnati.
I got a phone call. I was still asleep, which is perfect for when your future boss calls. It was basically, "Hey, Alton, how are you doing? What are you doing this summer?" All I could come up with was hopefully working for you. And I did another interview a couple days later, and they extended an opportunity for me to come and intern in packaging, research and development. So again, I packed my stuff up into my little bitty two-door sports car and drove to Cincinnati.
The Nissan.
The Nissan, yeah.
By that point, I was living with Christy in, I remember I got a Facebook message, and it was Jonathan, and he said, Will's older brother is in Cincinnati for the summer. He doesn't know anybody. You should be nice to him and see if you can show him around town or just mention that you were here. I said, okay. So I Facebook stalked you and saw your cute butt on your, thought you were a cutie.
Oh, I know the picture.
That picture. You were in your uniform and you had your pistol stuck in the back belt.
Yeah, we were being
silly. And you're in your belt of your uniform. It was a picture from the back. It wasn't even your face.
A lot of spare time when
I was sure you did. And I thought, ooh, he's cute. But I was like, okay, well, I'll be nice. So I messaged you and I asked you if you'd like to have lunch so that I could just meet you and be nice to you. And I remember that day, Brianne called me and asked if I wanted to go shopping. And I said, well, I can't go now. I'm on my way to have lunch with this guy from Aiken, who's in Cincinnati for the summer, but I could meet you, whip up with you later. And she said, oh, you need to marry him. And I said, Brianne, I haven't even met him. She's like, but he's from South Carolina. He'll be perfect. He's from Aiken. You have to marry him. And I said, well, let me meet him first. And I was 15 minutes late. How early were you?
Oh, at least that early.
At least, yeah. You're always early. I'm always late.
I remember you were wearing that day. You had that white cotton shirt on with kind of the lacy embellishments and blue and white striped shorts.
You were wearing your navy and orange polo shirt and khaki shorts and Sperry's and croquis around your sunglasses.
It's a consummate South Carolina.
And I thought, wow, that is a boy from South Carolina. I know this look. This boy is not from Ohio. After lunch, I told you that if you wanted me to show you anything or if you wanted to go anywhere, or I don't remember how we left it.
I think you offered to be my tour guide.
I think I did. I think you only had 2 weeks left before you were going to leave, though.
Something like that. You were out of town for a week of it?
Yeah. Or? I remember being at the beach with my mom and texting you. And mom was like, who's this guy you're talking to? I was like, well, you're not going to believe it. It's Will Finley's brother. When I got back, we spent the next week together. Went to a baseball game. You could have cut the attraction with a knife.
Yeah, somebody needed to spray us with a hose.
They did.
We went to the museum, some bodies exhibit. We went out to the movies. We did all kinds of stuff, as much as we could in those couple of weeks.
And our first kiss was the night before you left.
Yep.
Because you were moving back to go back to school because your internship was over. That was a way to leave it.
You know, the funny thing is when I started that internship, I told myself that that I was in a good place in my life, that I wasn't looking for anything, that I just was going to go and have fun. And above all, I wasn't going to come back with a girlfriend, that I was just going to go and focus on work and myself and just enjoy life. And it's funny how when you stop looking,
It shows up.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.